Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Many challenge Christians with the question of, why did God allow the Holocaust? Now, you always have to go back to the premise when people make arguments. What you see here is a premise that somehow, if God exists, he could not allow for something like the Holocaust. The Holocaust is an evil. In the postmodern thinking, they really don't have a category for such an evil, but they try to say that God can't exist because the Holocaust happened. Now, this sort of question comes out in a world of different ways. We've already dealt with it with why doesn't God heal amputees, things like that. And almost every time we always refer back to Romans chapter 9, 14 to 23, because God allowed this for his glory, and people don't understand that. The reason so many people have a problem with this is because of the fact that they do not understand what really happened in Genesis chapter 3. When the fall occurred, it was brought a curse upon not only all mankind, but according to Romans chapter 8, the entire universe groans because of that curse. So what you see is that people challenge this. It's not a valid argument. But let's answer the question. Why did God allow the Holocaust? Well, one reason, the state of Israel. It wouldn't exist, but it does exist today. It was able to be reformed because of what happened in the Holocaust. God's plans are bigger than ours.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.